The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
More than 1,000 people gathered at the iconic Natural Bridge in Rockbridge County to celebrate the site's official transition to a state park. Governor Terry McAuliffe was on hand to mark the occasion.
I want to now formally declare that Natural Bridge is now Virginia's 37th state park.
The 215-foot-high limestone arch is the kind of singular attraction that seems like it should have been under the purview of the state all along, but it's always been privately owned, going back to the days of Thomas Jefferson, who bought it from King George III for 20 shillings in 1774. That had always been an issue for Roanoke-based healthcare executive and conservationist Tom Clark.
He wrote in 1815, his great concern was in some way that the Natural Bridge would be defaced and we wouldn't have access to the public. So really today, we're fulfilling Thomas Jefferson's dream.
In 2014, when Clark learned the nearly 1,600-acre park, including the arch, a hotel, and some caverns, was going up for sale, he was concerned it would be auctioned off and sold in chunks. So he worked out a complex deal that allowed a nonprofit he formed to take ownership of the site, using a $9 million loan from a state program that provides financing for community projects. The idea was they could fix up the park, potentially make it profitable, then donate it to the state.
The project was just so much bigger than we even imagined.
Jennifer Bell is Tom Clark's COO and top advisor. It was a bumpy transition. To save money, they slashed the marketing budget, but that dropped visitation. They missed loan payments. Bell wondered if they were in over their heads.
Yes. Probably the first 2 years we were doing this, I thought that every morning.
Virginia's Department of Conservation and Recreation stepped in. They were able to work out an unusual agreement to help manage the park and pay down the debt.
Since that time, though, working with the folks at DCR to make the state park happen, it's just been on an upward trend, and this is a great day.
It was a risky move, allowing a public park to operate on private land. But it was the only way forward, says Clyde Christman, director of the Department of Conservation and Recreation.
It was very contentious. Fortunately, at the end of the day, calmer heads prevailed and everybody realized that if we just stuck to it, we could move forward and we could make this day happen.
Now, the state agency will collect admissions and gift shop revenues, while Clark's nonprofit retains ownership of the hotel. Proceeds will go toward paying down the debt. And what does the state get out of this deal? Christman says preservation of a distinct piece of Virginia.
And to think that this literally had been divided into 30 lots, and there could have been condos, there were plans for a golf course, and it's not going to happen. We preserved 1,500 acres, not to mention the iconic Natural Bridge.
Virginians get a deal, too. Tickets that were once $20 per person are now just $8. In Lexington, I'm Jesse Nadler.